is open.
Good afternoon. We're going to go through a work session on these two bills. We've heard, I think, we've held two public hearings, plus they've been vetted in another committee here, the business committee. We've heard both of them. So let's start with a work session on Senate Bill 393 and get a very brief summary.
Thank you, Jamie. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 393 would, this deals with translator districts in the state of Oregon. Currently, there's only one such translator district, and their service territory, as they provide signal, television signals, are sort of shaped like a donut. And so this measure would allow those, that translator district to annex cities by voter approval that sort of sit inside that donut hole. And this is because it's subject to voter approval, it has no direct revenue impact, but may increase the revenue of the translator district by about $180,000.
Any questions of the staff?
Mr. Chair, we do have a dash A3. Is that the amendment you were referring to earlier?
I think it's been amended.
Has it been?
Previous. Maybe, oh. Or.
Senator Benz, Chair Haas is correct. We have a dash 3 amendment which states that the translator district will not submit an annexation election or to electors until after December 31st, 2020. So it just affects the timing.
But Michelle, we have not yet adopted that. We need to adopt it. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash A3 amendment.
Senator Benz moves the dash 3s to Senate Bill 393.
A.
A. Objections? See none. The amendment is added.
Mr. Chair, I move SB 393A as amended to the floor with due pass recommendation.
Senator Benz moves Senate Bill 393A as amended to the floor of the Oregon Senate with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Objection? Seeing none. Senator Benz, will you be the carrier?
I'm happy to do so, Mr. Chair.
I'll close that work session and open up a work session on Senate Bill 901A.
Thank you, Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 901, also deals with the same issue, translator districts, and there's one such district in Oregon currently. And the current property or the current tax and fee structure for this translator district is a $100 per property assessment. And this bill, upon approval and then subsequently election, so it is a permissive policy, would allow the translator district to impose ad valorem property taxes instead of this $100 per property fee. The revenue generated by the translator district last year was approximately $96,000, and they have a budget of around $200,000 for the coming year. With the passage of this bill and subsequent election, they would generate revenue to close that gap. And just noting that these are in Baker and Union counties that currently have some compression.
Questions of staff? It was amended in the business committee, but. We have no amendments before us at this committee.
That's true.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 901 A to the floor of the due pass recommendation.
Senator Benz moves Senate Bill 901A to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with the due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, Senate Bill 901A goes to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation. And Senator Benz,
yes,
would you carry this?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you all. We are adjourned.